The hour of 10 o'clock having arrived, I will call this meeting of the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability to order. Will clerk please call the roll?
Representative Bella.
Here.
Senator Brady. Senator Prerix. Representative McCarthy. Senator Murphy.
Here.
Representative Myers.
Here.
Representative Beckwith. Representative Poe. Representative Riley.
Here.
Senator Schoenberg. Senator Severson.
Here.
Six members being present, we will go ahead and conduct the meeting. We will need a quorum before we can vote, and a quorum being six members, or seven members. So we will need seven. We do anticipate some other members coming during the course of the hearing. And we do have another member on call when we get ready to vote. This hearing is called as a result of under the newly created State University Certificates of Participation Act, 110 ILCS 73, any state university planning to issue certificates of participation must appear before the commission in a public hearing to present details of the proposal. Upon adoption by a vote of the majority of appointed members, the commission shall issue a record of findings within 60 days after the request by the university. As part of the commission's consideration and findings, the commission shall consider the effect the issuance of certificates of participation shall have on the state university's annual debt service and overall fiscal condition. Within the findings shall be a statement in which the commission makes a recommendation of either 1, favorably recommend, 2, recommend with concerns, or 3, non-support of issuance. Findings shall be reported to by the commission within 15 days after the hearing. Upon a finding of non-support of issuance, the state university may not proceed with the issuance of the certificate involved in the finding without the approval of the General Assembly through adoption of a joint resolution. Western Illinois University has requested a hearing to be approved for the issuance of certificates of participation. The timeline is on December 4th, the commission received a request for the hearing. January 18th would be the last date for the hearing, so we're within that time frame. And the final recommendation required would be February 2nd, and I think there's every anticipation that there will be an approval today. So with that, let me read into the witness slip real quickly, read into the record the witness slips. First, we have Dave Steelman, Director of Governmental Relations, oral testimony. Jackie Thompson, Vice President for Academic or Administrative Services, oral testimony. Al Harris, Associate Vice President, Student Services, oral testimony. Scott Coker, Assistant Director of the Physical Plant, oral testimony. Julie DeWeese, Budget Director, oral testimony if necessary. So with that, I will ask the clerk to add Representative McCarthy to the roll, and quorum isn't present now. We do have the ability to vote. This time I'll introduce Mr. Dave Steelman, Director of Government Relations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Dave Steelman, Director of Governmental Relations. With your permission, I'd like to introduce our group, if I could. With us are Jackie Thompson, Vice President for Administrative Services, Julie DeWeese, our Budget Director, Al Harris, Associate Vice President for Student Services, and Scott Coker, Assistant Director of our Physical Plant. Appreciate the opportunity to present our request to the Commission today. This is a new process for all of us, so we've kind of been feeling our way through, but want to express our appreciation to Director Long and the staff for helping us feel our way through. Want to turn it over to Vice President Thompson, who I would point out has no relationship to Thompson Prison.
I didn't know that was going, Dave. Thank you, Chairman Myers and members of the Commission.
I know this is a very busy day for all of you, and my remarks will be brief. We're here today to seek your approval for the issuance of certificates of participation in the amount of $11.3 million. As you are aware, WIU, along with other public higher education institutions, has not received any capital renewal funding from the state of Illinois since fiscal year 04. Our deferred maintenance needs, however, have continued to grow. Without a capital funding stream, which would typically be used for projects such as these, we are compelled to seek alternative sources. WIU is seeking approval to use certificates of participation to fund a combination of critical heating plant improvements and new steam lines that have been included on WIU's capital renewal funding list for several years. We believe this is a fairly simple and straightforward request, and I can assure you these projects are badly needed. As my letter to Director Long explained, some of the upgrades are to replace switchgear and a coal stack that were installed in the 1920s and are very much in need of upgrading. I've included pictures of those in your handouts. I would like to ask Al Harris to talk about the sprinkler reimbursement, and after that, we would be glad to answer any questions.
Are your microphones on? This is a new set or a new room for us.
Okay. Good morning. I'll address to the issue of the reimbursement piece, so we can talk about that a minute. The state mandated the sprinkler installation in student housing in 2005, I believe, and WIU established a facilities enhancement and life safety fee to install those on our campus. Certificates of participation were issued in November of 05 to pay for phase one of the sprinkler projects. And because phase one, the projects were completed in less than time that we anticipated and for the less than the original amount that we were given for estimates, we were able to continue on to do a considerable part of phase two. We are only left with approximately $1.5 million to finish the projects, which was wonderful on our part. Time savings and money savings for us and the state, so that was great. But the problem was when we only had $1.5 million left, that's too small of an amount to go borrow for. Based on working with our advisors, that was just not something that economically feasible to do so. So we chose at that point in time to scale back a couple other projects and cancel a couple other projects and use current local funds to continue on to finish the sprinkling project. So we did a resolution for reimbursement to ourselves for inter-fund borrowing internally, and then we were able to finish those. So now we're asking to reimburse as part of this borrowing for funds that we paid for out of local funds at the current time.
Are there any questions? Senator Severson. First, I think we've already had a chance to review all of this, and I'm certainly familiar with certificates of participation, so I guess I would move with a recommendation that we enter in a favorable recommendation. But before that, I just wanted to, I know this has come up before, and I don't know what Western's view is on this, but and it's a little bit unrelated, but and you're picking contractors, do you add the language to your bids regarding the resident vendor preference as part of your bidding process?
I would have to ask my purchasing director for sure. I mean, if it's part of the requirement of the procurement code, then my response would be yes, but I would have to find out from that from the director for sure.
Okay. I think it's an optional thing that schools can do, and we know that some use it and some don't, but it gives that slight edge to Illinois companies and those that are working here and paying taxes. If you could let us know if you do have that.
We'll do that.
I'd be interested to know that. But having said that, I would like just to make the recommendation. Motion is made. We do have some other questions. So following up on further discussion, Representative Allock.
Thank you very much. I just had a question referring to, I think, what you were just talking about. There, you identified $27.5 million in capital revenue projects, right, to maintain the heating and cooling?
Right. We've done a utility master plan, and yes, that is correct.
So if you identified that, then I guess I just was questioning why, if you identified that much more, the $1.5 million that you were reimbursing yourselves.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Are you planning to use $1.5 million to reimburse yourselves?
For the sprinkling system.
But when you still know you owe more, that you want to do more?
No, we are complete. We will be done with sprinkling
projects. I think she's talking about and the heating plant.
The heating plant.
The heating plant will be a phase two. We will have to do some more later on phase two for helping with heating plant needs. This is phase one.
But you're going to reimburse yourselves that $1.5 million?
Right, because we delayed some other projects that we are doing so we could go ahead and finish the sprinkling piece. We need to go back and finish those projects, roof replacements, elevator upgrades and changes that we have to do. So we made that choice at that point in time. So now we need to go back and finish those.
Okay. I think, is it Vice President Thomas?
Yes.
And the information that you gave the commission, there was an Exhibit A, which was supposed to reference the expenditures, but the information that we received, that was a blank page.
Is that what you received yesterday?
I think so.
I...
Do you have a list of the expenditures you plan to reimburse on the COP proceeds? Do you have a list?
There's a list in here of the projects, yes, that we are going to do.
All right. Should be...
I believe it's after the utility master plan.
Okay.
Project scope.
Okay. So that was what was supposed to be on the exhibit
page.
Thank you. And then was this approved by the WIU board?
Yes. And that is also included in this packet.
There was also a question about the interest rates included in the information provided to the commission, ranging from 2.4 in 2011 to 6.3 in 2030. Is there an average interest rate that you expect to pay over the life of the COP?
I think the working is there's a true interest cost of 3.9. I think that's how it's calculated when we...
Over the life of it?
Yeah. True interest cost of 3.92.
Okay. Great, thanks. I just had one other question. You indicated you plan to use a student life fee to retire the principal and the interest on the COPs, and that these fees will increase to approximately $15 per semester hour or $210 per student in an academic year. In 2009, the average number of students totaled 12,680, and multiplied by 210, this amounts to $2,662,800. The total is significantly lower than the $3,036,500 you project in your student fee revenue in June 30, 2014. Can you explain that difference?
Well, what we're showing, I think, on that sheet should just show from 2010. There was a balance already in place prior to 2010. We just indicated what that would earn in 2010 at 2.5. And there's a reserve already in place of approximately, the difference would be approximately $700,000, $600,000, $700,000. So that's what showed to you is what was generated from 2010 on.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Sure. I appreciate that.
Mr. Harris, could you explain further to follow up on Representative Belloc's question about how you get from the 2010 fee to the 3 million level?
2014.
Is that an increase in fees? Or?
No. Remember, we have a guarantee program with room and board and fees. So this applies to, in 2010, that only applies to 1 year's freshman class. Second year, it applied to freshmen and sophomores. Third year, it would be 3 years' classes. The 4 years, 4 years' classes. So every year, there's more people added to it that are paying that fee.
Okay.
See, so that's how we are set up. We are more than just the guaranteed tuition. We guarantee room and board and tuition. So everything is a four-year cycle.
Okay. Well, I interpreted that to be a total student fee for this particular project?
No.
Just 1 year?
No.
For one class?
No. That's outside of all of our fees at that point.
Any other questions, commission members? Representative McCarthy.
Thank you, Chairman. Just one question. The bonds will be paid off in what time frame?
I think it's 20 years.
20 years is what our goal is.
20 years?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. We have a motion by Senator Severson pursuant to 110 ILCS 73/15. Motion is entered to favorably recommend Western Illinois University's issuance of $11.585 million of Series 2010 certificates of participation. Is there a second to that motion? It's been moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Bellhoff?
Yes.
Senator Brady? Senator Burris?
Yes.
Representative McCarthy?
Yes.
Senator Murphy?
Yes.
Representative Myers?
Yes.
Representative Nicholas? Representative Poe?
Yes.
Representative Riley?
Yes.
Senator Schoenberg? Senator Severson?
Yes.
Senator Trotter?
Yes. We are going to hold the record open for just a little bit. We are anticipating one other member, her arrival to vote on the issue, and we will announce the vote at that particular time. So just sit tight for 2 or 3 minutes. That's the only issue we have on the agenda. If some of the members need to move on, we can, as long as we have one or two members for adjournment, we're okay. So.
I would like to thank everyone for your support on this. These are really critical projects that will help our campus a great deal.
Yes, 0 voting no. The motion does pass. And The motion is favorably recommended. Seeing no further business to come before the commission at this time, declare the meeting adjourned.